We are that exhausts the substantive items for our agenda. We have some of our year-end administrative matters. First, we're going to do the election of officers for 2025. Let me just say briefly before we do that that you know, this is a tradition we always do for the FEC. Chairs and vice chairs serve in calendar year terms, and it has always been a long-standing tradition that we rotate those positions between commissioners of both parties, and we rotate them around based on whose turn it is, and so everyone has rotations. And in the absence of turnover in the commission, people continue around on the carousel. And so with that, it is going to be my privilege to nominate for another time the vice chair for the position of chair for calendar year 2025. Colleagues, is there any debate or discussion about that nomination or motion? Commissioner Traynor?
I need a motion now.
Yeah, well, I'm moving the election of the vice chair here to be chair for calendar year 2025.
Okay, then
Commissioner Traynor.
So, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd initially planned not to comment on this vote today, as my public statement from last year at the same time, same meeting, speaks for itself. However, recent developments in the last 24 hours have raised serious concerns for me about the future of the agency and its management. Back in August 2020, just 2 months after I began my tenure here, I wrote about the dangers of procedural dysfunctions that were evident at the time that I arrived here. At that moment, a minority of commissioners were endangering the careful balance crafted by Congress with FECA by preventing the agency from defending itself in court. Today, I see a similar scenario unfolding. Once again, a minority of commissioners is blocking or delaying a vote on two directive changes that would empower commission members to expedite the consideration of matters before us. Commissioner Dickerson and I thoughtfully crafted changes to Directive 10 and Directive 17, and as you've heard, those have been delayed. We shared them with our colleagues, made them public, requested that they be considered today. In return for our efforts, we have encountered the delaying tactics of postponing the discussion of these directives until a future meeting. We have been provided no explanation as to why the directives are being held up, when our colleagues will be ready to vote, or what objections they may have. To me, it appears to be delay for the sake of delay. I believe that these tactics are symptomatic of the tenure of commissioners who have served far beyond the statutory limits envisioned by FECA. Some might point to the statutory provisions that allow commissioners to remain in office beyond their term, a situation that I currently am experiencing myself as I approach my fifth year of service here. But I can assure you, as certainly as the sun will rise tomorrow, I will never be in a position of going into my 20 plus years of a 6 year term. It is with a firm reliance upon the balanced statutory scheme that I wrote about back in August of 2020 that I find myself unable to support this nomination today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Colleagues, any other debate or people commissioner seeking recognition on the motion? No, Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm actually quite surprised to hear this reaction from my colleague because it's so completely routine for matters to be held over here when somebody just needs a little bit more time to think about it. Those particular directives, yes, they were made public roughly 1 week ago, and with no explanation of, you know, why they needed to be done now, why there need to be changes to the that would affect the powers of the chair going into the next year, and to say that a new directive, a change to the directive, that is somehow untoward to ask for more than 1 week to consider such changes. I'm baffled by that because it is such a routine matter for commissioners under all sorts of circumstances to ask for more time. So I just wanted to respond to that particular concern. It's baffling to me, and it's particularly baffling to me because I feel that you and I, Commissioner, have had a perfectly congenial interpersonal relationship. And I personally look forward to continuing to work with him.
Colleagues, anyone else seek recognition? Any other comments on my pending motion? Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor of my motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed say no.
No.
Any abstentions? One abstention. All right, that motion carries by a vote of 4-1. Myself, the vice chair, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Lindebaum in favor, Commissioner Traynor opposed, and Commissioner Dickerson abstaining. Are there any nominations or anyone who seeks recognition with respect to the vice chair office? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is part of the continuing tradition for the bipartisan nominations that I am happy to proceed with. I take this opportunity to nominate James Trey Traynor III, let's not forget the third, for the office of vice chair for the year 2025. Commissioner Traynor and I have worked together on a number of projects that have been evident for this year. I appreciate his perspective and his commitment to public service. I appreciate that for not only the commissioners here, but all the individuals in our building. So let's take that moment to thank them. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that together we represent the Southern contingency of the commission. He hails from the great state of Texas, and I hail from the greater state of Louisiana. So with that, I nominate James Traynor III, James Trey, excuse me, because that's in the signature line. James Trey Traynor III for the office of vice chair. Thank you.
Thank you, colleagues. Any debate or discussion about Commissioner Broussard's motion, with the understanding it's limited to the year 2025, not in perpetuity. Okay, seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that motion carries, excuse me, did Commissioner Traynor, you're going to abstain from, how gracious. That motion carries by a vote of 5-0. Myself, the vice chair, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Lindebaum, Commissioner Dickerson in favor, and Commissioner Traynor abstaining. So congratulations to my colleagues on that